وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين to all your duas, Hazrat Maulana, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك فكبر سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. After glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations on his beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we bring you a story today of an irreligious and rebellious person with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This person entered into a debate, so to say, with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the upper level of his house. So this Yahudi, irreligious and rebellious, he says, "Oh Ali, you have a lot of faith in the confidence in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied, "Oh yes, without doubt, Allah is our protector and I have absolute faith in him." So the Yahudi then said, "Oh Ali, why don't you throw yourself up from the upper level onto the ground and place your trust in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that your lofty belief and faith in Allah becomes the source of my faith and it will become a practical demonstration and the reason for my pure belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an replied, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was very witty and intelligent, he said, "When does a servant have the right to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a test? What audacity does he have? Where does he get the courage, you know, a foolish and incompetent person to test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is only the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests his servants. If you are standing at the bottom of the mountain and if you want to look at the top of the mountain and desire to weigh it because of your intellect in your imaginary scales, you will never ever be able to weigh that mountain because it cannot fit into your imaginary scales. And if you do have a little scale, the scale will disintegrate and it will become into smaller particles and there will be nothing left of it, and your scale will not be intact. So this thought of you weighing the entire mountain is just a silly idea on your behalf. So such imaginary scales, you know, the fools take pride in them, and because of their foolish imagination and thoughts, they want to weigh the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this case Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, on their false and stupid ideologies and thoughts. So when the lofty stages of these people of Allah cannot fit into their imaginary scales, so then it displays their absolute foolishness. And it displays their stupidity. That is why it is observed that those people who insult and object, raise insults and objections against the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their security of mind decreases day by day. And their practical conditions, as far as the amals are also concerned, deteriorates day by day. So Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah gives advice that even if a person gets the thought and idea of such a type of an examination, then consider this as the source of his wretchedness and his destruction. Immediately go into sijda and start weeping in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your wrongful thinking, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free us from such thoughts. So weeping and lamenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save one from the whisperings of shaitan, and then he will be focused more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him salvation. So there indeed there is a very, very great lesson for us here, that we cannot question and test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything. That we know that the effect of poison is to kill, but then we take this poison and we say, I put my faith in Allah and I'm going to drink it. We know the causes and effect. Never ever put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the test. And remember the fact that we are weak servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know the meaning of causes and effects. Another story is the chat between Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and Iblis. Once Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was relaxing in his home, but all of a sudden somebody woke him up. And when he saw, didn't find anybody looking, that person was concealed. So in his heart he thought to himself, that who entered into my house? Who has the audacity to come in here? My house is closed, locked from all sides. Then he saw someone by the side of the door, and he asked him, who are you? So he says, I am the evil by the name of Iblis. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah says, oh Iblis, why did you get me up? Speak the truth. So he says that it's very, very close to the time of Salah coming to an end, and you have to hasten towards the masjid. So Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu told him that this can never ever be reason, because you never ever direct anybody towards good. You have come into my house as a thief, and you have come here probably with another motive. So Iblis said that before I was an angel and I knew the path of obedience, and my occupation was that of goodness, and the love that I had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can it be erased from my heart? I come to show the good people the path towards goodness, and to lead the evil people to the path of evil. And if I've come to wake you up for your deen, then this is my original nature, what I was before, and these are the demands of it. So Amir Muawiyah says, O thief, you are debating with me, and you have come to lead me astray? Don't look for a path in leading me astray. I'm asking you, why did you get me up for Salah? So Iblis says, the reality and the fact is that you are going to miss your namaz, and you would cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart will be burnt with envy, and you would have thought to yourself, how could I have missed my salat? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would love your sighing with pain in your heart so much, more than what you even missed the salah, the way you would have cried in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your broken heart, your remorse, your tears, your sighing with the pain, and your close attachment to the high and noble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, created jealousy in my heart, and that is why I came to get you up. I am the one who bears jealousy for human beings, and this jealousy made me do this, and I am your enemy, and my heart and my work and my occupation is to create jealousy and malice. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah said, now you have spoken the truth, and whatever enmity you truly have with me, you have displayed it. So from this story here, we listen that shortcomings and errors are and remorse, etc., and weeping and lamenting actually invites the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of always being remorseful on our sins and guide us on the straight path. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.